probably already cheated.
Old habits die hard. Stress. You can kind of like sense the stress in all of these texts. Can you imagine a situation where, you know, you're being sent like sheep into the midst of wolves? So we have to learn to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And we have to beware of being betrayed and turned over to people in power so that we're going to be flogged and beaten, and families are going to turn against each other, and that sort of thing, brother against brother, and so on like that. Pretty stressful situation. And to some extent, this is the situation of the very earliest disciples of Jesus and of Jesus himself in his own particular time. And then a little bit later, we have, you know, St. Paul, and he's reading from Romans there, and he's talking about Paul is talking about suffering, and he says in the thing here, he says, we're going to boast in our suffering. Well, what kind of suffering was going on? His congregation, the congregation of Romans, there was suffering going on. Persecution of the early followers of Jesus, sometimes by Jews themselves who were resident in Rome, sometimes by Roman citizens, against this newfangled following of Jesus, this person who was a criminal, who had been crucified by the Roman authorities and so on. So Paul is trying to give people some advice in their situation. You know, he's saying, suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. And character produces hope. I guess he means by that, you know, if you develop a strong character, well, you can kind of carry on. You sort of feel like you've got the strength to carry on. It builds up the strength a little bit and so on like that. Anyway, so it seems to me stressful times of stress. And of course, you know, obviously the obvious connection with our own particular situation is that we are living in a situation of a fair amount of stress in the world at large with the pandemic, the global crisis of this pandemic, and we're not quite sure what to do with it and how to handle ourselves in this particular situation. And of course, we always have stress in our lives of one kind or another, or in our personal lives, issues that are kind of unresolved, that weigh on us and hold us down, what have you, and we have to deal with that. Or like in families, you know, there could be stress, elements of stress. One person could be out of balance at a particular time. A child could be going through certain issues. Something in the family has happened that's just cataclysmic and throws the family off, and they have to deal with that. And so there's stress. You know, stress is there. And not everybody copes with stress equally well in the same kind of way. And then in our own particular country right now, you know, I'd have to be an ostrich with my head in the sand, not to mention our problem now going on with all the racism issues of racism, because people come at those issues differently. And that's also part of the stress, is how people, there's not agreement about what's happening, and there's not agreement upon how to cope with what's happening. So again, the stress level is great. And we can, you know, we do need to, in fact, I'll share a secret with you. As I was going to prepare my homily at the beginning of the week, and before I looked at the text for today, I secretly said in my heart to the Lord, "Dear Lord, please give me some texts that are just peaceful and wonderful, and just, you know, we can just get a break from everything." And then I have these texts, and you know, but that's, you know, you have the scripture. The Lord speaks through scripture, and the Lord is saying, well, we do need, in a way, we do need a break. We do need to refresh ourselves, you know. That's true. The French have a saying, it sounds nice in French, so I'll give it to you in French, but I'll translate it. Reculer pour mieux sauter, which means, you know, kind of step back and refresh yourself, but you do that so that you can return, spring back all the more alive and refreshed and ready to enter into the fray. Pour mieux sauter, and spring back. And so, yeah, we do need to take a little break and In other words, we have to find some way to process the stress so it doesn't get the better of us. Of course, what we're doing right now is important, stepping aside on the Sabbath, the day of rest, and we're stepping back to refresh ourselves, deepen our faith life, our spirituality, so that our heart will beat a little more closely with our brother Christ's heart, and we'll have the warmth and compassion that Christ had, even in the most horrible of situations. He had this deep inner peace, which enabled him to work his way through the challenges that came his way. So we're doing that here. And we thank Paul for his advice about how stress and our coping with stress does build our character. If we enter into it with a sense of faith and trust, it can build our character, and we can become better people because of it. We can build up our capacity to withstand and have courage and endure things and so on. So we thank Paul for that little bit of advice. We look at what is saying going on in the gospel here, where Jesus says, you know, as you get into these kind of stressful situations, he says here, be innocent as doves and shrewd as serpents. And again, that's another little strategy, a little piece of advice that might help some of us as we cope with stress. Be innocent as a dove. Try to hang on to our values as best we can. Try to stay centered. And yet be shrewd as serpents. Know how to deal with concrete situations. Don't lose our soul. Like if we're in a group of people and the people are really saying destructive things and doing destructive things, whether it be a group of kids together or whether it be a group of adults, and we know deep down that what the people are saying or doing is really against our deep values, our innocence as doves. So we want to, but at the same time, we don't want to make things worse. Be shrewd as serpents. Know how to deal with the situation in a flexible way, without throwing more gas, if you will, onto the fire that's already there. Shrewd as serpents. Know how to survive and promote more peace and love rather than less. So just a little practical kind of thing. The one thing I'm going to just leave you with, though, came from one of our daughters, our younger daughter. Now, I know that as I quote my younger daughter now, that means that at some point in some homily, I'm going to have to quote my older daughter to maintain peace in the family. So you will understand this. At some point, I'll have to quote my older daughter. And she has lots of wise things, too. But anyway, so the other day, our younger daughter, she's a teacher up in Cape Cod. I think it's third grade teacher. And she sent us a little text, me and Pat, my wife. And she had just received a nice little message from the parents of one of her students. And these are always those wonderful things that teachers get occasionally, you know, where you get a letter of appreciation from the parents of your students for how you're dealing with their children, how you're treating them and helping them. And sometimes as the children grow older, too, and think back on their experience in school, sometimes you'll get a letter from the students themselves when they're old enough to do that themselves. And those are the experiences that teachers have that are, and other people in other professions have them too, that just make your day and give you strength and courage and joy and everything else. Anyway, this particular letter, the young child was saying how she just loved Miss Stephanie and that she always feel so supported and encouraged in her classes. And one of the things that the parent mentioned was this kind of thing she has the kids do at the end of the school day, they all, I believe she said they all get on the floor in a circle, and they, it's called the low, the high, the up, the low, and the hero. Up, low, and hero. And so this parent was saying that at dinner time, as they're around the table to eat, they all say together in the family, the up, the low, and the hero. And so, what is that? So my wife and I both asked her, what is that? Well, the up means just kind of try to recount in your day something that lifted you up, lifted your spirits. The low is recount something that kind of hurt you, depressed you. So it's kind of like you're processing. You know, so better than not bottling it up if you get hurt by something, rather than having it be bottled up and you can't express it, especially for kids in a safe environment, you know. Let it come out. And then the hero, what is the one person in that day that has helped you to get lifted up again? The up, the low, and the hero. So when we're dealing with stress, as we are, all of us in various ways, even though some of us might not like to admit it, as you go through your day, just say to yourself once, what is the up? What is my up experience for today? What is my low experience for today? And who is the hero that will help me to get back up again?